Most images of gay America seem to portray urban gay life. Yet there is another gay America that is rarely seen. It's rural, religious, sometimes Republican, and it strives to blend into the community. Reporter Sarah Neal says you can find its members in nearly every small town in the country, including the one her mother calls home.
You're in the Bible Belt, and there are an awful lot of people here who are very conservative Christians.
This is my mom. We're on her back porch where she's retired in Salem, Indiana, and she's telling me how her father learned she is gay.
And he said, you know, in his own inimitable style, you know, there are women who like women. Are you one of those women? And I thought I was just going to fall through the floor. I was standing in an apartment building, and it was a cement slab floor. And I was absolutely certain that I was going to go right through that 24-inch slab. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? And finally I said, well, yeah, I think maybe I am one of those people. And he says, you know, he said, when I was growing up on the farm, that happens. That just occurs naturally in all species, and there's nothing really wrong with it. It's not unusual, and it's not abnormal. You know, I just was wondering. So, you know, that was my Baptist father.
Salem is part of the cultural block known as Kentuckiana, which means it's one of the small towns in southern Indiana that joins small towns in northern Kentucky to make Louisville their metropolitan hub. Now, people who live here are the kind of people who are more likely to know the difference between a second cousin and a first cousin once removed. They tend to think the best eggs are deviled, and they believe that the worst thing a person can possibly do is be impolite. And it's this final part about politeness that means that though many Salemites are socially conservative, my mother is able to be more or less out as long as she doesn't make an issue of it. In fact, Mom and her friends say that most gay people find it easy to be out in the Bible Belt.
They treat us just like we're common everyday people.
This is one of Mom's friends. She asked that I not use her name. And I joined her at home in Salem, Indiana, where she lives with her partner of 14 years.
You know, I walked into a store and someone was asking me about my partner, you know, and the fact...
You can use my name.
Okay, well, all right then, how's D? And so we don't hold hands, but I would definitely say people in this community definitely, I think, associate us together, you know.
But even though you are a couple and things are much better than, you know, they were 15 years ago and things like that, we can't use your name on the piece. Can you, why can't you be out on this radio piece?
Well, because I am a teacher.
This is the biggest complaint for many gays in Kentuckiana. Society is becoming more tolerant, but gays still lack full legal protection from discrimination. So, while schools cannot explicitly fire people for being gay, there are still large legal loopholes that allow them to pretend a gay teacher is being fired for another reason. But some of my mom's friends get around this problem by working in one county and living with a partner in another. The only downside is that people like Dee are completely isolated from their partner's work lives. But Dee says she's willing to make this sacrifice.
I don't go to school functions with my partner, just so that I don't put her in any awkward situations or cause gossip.
Do you guys talk about, God, would it be so great if it were different?
Oh, not a whole lot. I think we're kind of contented and comfortable in our lives, and I don't have any desire to go out and try to change the world in a big way. I think change is going to come in its own time, and me going out and forcing the issue is probably not going to help as much as me just living a good life and letting people see us as good people.
Dee's aversion to activism is normal for the region. My mom takes it a step further. She says high-profile activism actually makes it worse for gays in the heartland because a large majority of voters here identify with the Christian right. And while Mom agrees that gay marriage should be legal, she says high-profile activism actually caused a backlash here. Last fall, Kentucky banned both gay marriage and civil unions. And then there are the protesters, every Sunday, in Salem's town square. They say people should remember that homosexuality is against God.
My name is Jim. We're presently picketing in Salem, Indiana.
And what is the sign that you're holding?
This sign says, "No fags in heaven." We take a strong position against what most people would call homosexuality, but the fact of the matter is the word is benign and it offends no one. And we believe that in order to get the message across in an effective way, you have to get people's attention.
Jim and about 10 other picketers talked to me in front of the Washington County Courthouse. We're on the road that Methodists and Presbyterians drive to church.
The Bible says in Psalms chapter 5, verse 5, "The foolish shall not stand in God's sight. God hates all workers of iniquity." What do you do with that?
Now, it might surprise outsiders, but these anti-gay sentiments really get little community support, and a few people even make rude gestures while driving by. Now, true, many of these residents say the protesters aren't welcome because they weren't born here, but many also actually resent the anti-gay ideology they're hearing in the square. Three locals, only one of whom identified herself as gay, were even offended enough to hold a counter-protest one Sunday last summer. They even made their own signs that read, "God loves everybody, even mean people." And it made the front page of the paper. Protester Jim tells me he's saddened by this lack of community support.
"And I've never met anybody in my life that does not understand the word fag. In fact, if you look it up in a dictionary, it's a bundle of sticks, a cigarette, something to be set on fire."
Sometimes my mom gets a little scared of people like Jim, but she also says that while she wouldn't be scared in a big city like San Francisco, she'll never move, because Kentuckiana is her home.
Morel mushrooms, which as far as I'm concerned is the nectar of the gods.
Mom stays in a small heartland town because Mom is a small town girl. She wears Christmas sweaters. She brings covered dishes to birthday parties. And she really wants to live in a place where people understand that Jesus does play a huge role in her life, an idea that might really scare some people in San Francisco. And Mom insists that the heartland is getting much easier to live in. She says there are even some very open gay communities. You just have to drive out of Salem or Mumfordsville or Pekin to find them.
Sopranos on the corn. Bring that out a little bit. Tenors, Ray, against the corn.
Mom found her community only 45 minutes south of Salem in Louisville, Kentucky. Here she sings with a gay and lesbian choir called Voices of Kentuckiana.
I've spent most of my life in Indiana, but my family is from Kentucky.
Michael Hayden is the chorus director.
Am I that political, in-your-face kind of guy I was 15 years ago? No, I'm not. I don't have to be as much. We're choosing to be political by the music that we choose to sing and how we sing it and how we identify ourselves.
With that in mind exactly, tell me about singing my old Kentucky home.
Oh.
This is the choir that recorded the version that plays at Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby Museum.
This could get very emotional for me, because to get to sing that as an out lesbian, as an out gay man, is very powerful. We own that song and we live that song in ways that the non-gay community, I don't think, fully can understand.
Because you've earned it.
Exactly. We have fought the battles. We have lost jobs. I get a little misty-eyed about this right now. Looking at the chorus, giving them the downbeat, we begin it, and the lower voices begin, "The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home." You know, how much more simple can life be? How much more simple can the message be?
The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home.
Mom agrees with Michael and adds the chorus puts a local face on being gay. She says while Rosie and Ellen inspire many straight Kentuckians to be more accepting, it takes openly gay Midwesterners to inspire the deeply closeted Kentuckianans to come out. She says several current chorus members exemplify this. They were closeted until they attended their first Voices concert, when they sat in the dark and watched 60 out gay people sing songs like My Old Kentucky Home on stage and thought, I don't have to hide anymore. Mom tells me she holds this image in her mind, that closeted person, alone in the dark, every time she performs. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Neal.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.